besides being Chanukah, we are very close to Rish Chodesh. So I chose a subject matter, Rish Chodesh, Vikas HaChodesh, Rish Chodesh, share some thoughts on it with the others. On the first sheet of paper that we have in front of us, there's Hilchot Rish Chodesh. On the left-hand column, we've got the Mogen Avraham, the Sof Yedayin, marked there, Rish Chodesh. Which the Mogen Avraham quotes the following. B'Shabbos, Shalifnei Rish Chodesh, the Shabbos before Rish Chodesh, Chutz Milifnei Rish Chodesh Tishri, B'Vachin HaChodesh, the Shabbos Shalifnei Rish Chodesh, B'Vachin HaChodesh, the meaning that we have, that the Shabbos before Rish Chodesh, we are Mavoik HaKadosh. We say the Rotzayin and we announce when the Rish Chodesh will be. Mavoik HaKadosh Chut Milifrei Rish Chodesh Tishri, except before Rish Chodesh Tishri. And if we look three lines further, he quotes the following, the Magen Avraham. Ukotuv B'Sefer Yerayim, in Sefer Yerayim it says, the Ezer Kiddush Bezdim, then what we do in Shul on Shabbos morning before Rish Chodesh is not related at all to the Kiddush Bezdin, when Bezdin won the Kaddish and said when the Rish Chodesh will be, nothing to do with it. Ela only shemaydiyim la'olam motzei Rish Chodesh. The idea is to inform the people, to inform us as to when Rish Chodesh will be during the course of that week. Ad kam l'shaydei. Continues the Magen Avraham and says the following. In spite of that, Nadu La'amayid B'Shas Amiras Chesh Chodesh. It is our minute to stand, and even the Chazan stands and picks up the Sefer Torah at the time when announcing the Chesh Chodesh B'Yayim Pelayni. Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh, similar to Kiddush HaChodesh Sha'ayom Umar. Similar to the Bezdim on the Kaddish the Chodesh, they did it standing, so we stand up at the time of the announcing of the Rosh Chodesh. That is the Magen Avraham, and that is, I think, the general minag. On this side, on the very left hand column, you've got Hagoyis together Kiva Eger, which I've also marked out there. Simon Tafia Zion Magen Avraham. And he quotes the Magen Avraham that we stand Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh Shahaya Ma'ubin, similar to Kiddush HaChodesh that was standing. Says the Reb Kiva Eger, a very strong lashon. Ba'al onoichi v'lo yadati. Ba'al onoichi, I'm stupid. V'lo yadati, I don't know. Heichan motzinu the kiddush hachodesh imumud. Where do we find that kiddush hachodesh, when Bezdin, when the kaddish hachodesh, they did it in the form of standing? The other rabbi, on the contrary, v'resh per gimel d'resh shana mashma d'hoi shahaya meyushev. If we look in the Mishnayis in Rosh Hashanah, we will see it was done sitting. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says like this: we stand similar to Kiddush HaChodesh in Bezdin, when Bezdin accepted the Eidim, and that was the format they did it. Eidim would come along and say, we saw the new moon last night, and Bezdin would then go and say, well, this is the new month. They would do it in the form, according to the Magen Avraham, standing. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, bow on the Eger, below your daddy. The Eger, Rabbi Akiva Eger, I don't know what he's talking about. If we look in Mishnayis, it looks like they did it sitting. And if we turn to page 2 of our sheet, we just see what Rabbi Akiva Eger is referring to. And this is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Kofei on Madalov, where, and the wide line there in the Mishnah, which is marked out, it says, Ra'u Shaloisha. If three people, three Dayanim, saw on the 29th at night, which tomorrow will be 30, they saw the new moon, they ain't Bezdin, they are the Bezdin themselves, they themselves saw the new moon, Yadu Ashnayim, two of them should stand up, the Yeshivu Mechavireya Meitarayochet. That means like this: they couldn't be the Kaddish Kodesh at night, you can only be the Kaddish Kodesh by day. So the Dayanim saw it at night, they've got no Eidim the next day. So what they should do is, two of the Dayanim should be Eidim. You take another two Dayanim, add to the Dayan number three, who saw it. They should all sit down. They should all be sitting. They should give Eidus. And this is what the Kiddush HaChodesh is referring to. The Kiddush HaChodesh was not done standing, but the Dayanim was sitting. And therefore, why does the Magen Avraham say that we have a minute to stand like Kiddush HaKadosh when we got an explicit Mishnah that it was done in a sitting format? And this is the Gvaldi Kasha. The Rebbe Kiva Eger doesn't say we should change the minute, but it's a Kasha of Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Baal and Meichi, the Lo Yadati. That is one Kasha. Okay, let me please share with you another Kasha. It's Yuchad Aruch, it's Simon Tavkov base, which I've also printed out on the next page. We have the Seder HaTefillah and Halil of Rish Chodesh. There it says the following is in that we all know. Arvis, Shachlis, Umincha, Mayriv, and at Shachlis, and at Mincha, Mispalem Yudches Borchas, Vidavon of Rish Chodesh, the Shemayna Esra, the Amida. And we also say Yale v'yovoi in Gatsay. The Imle Amorei Baharvis. If I forget Yale v'yovoi at Mariv on Rish Chodesh, Ein Machzir in Oisai, we don't need to repeat. He doesn't need to repeat the Shemini Esra. Says the Mechaber why, and it continues the Mechaber. Bein Sheresh Chodesh Yoy Mechol. Whether it is one day Rish Chodesh, if it's only on day 30 of the month is Rish Chodesh, Bein Shehem Shnei Yomim, or whether Rish Chodesh is 2 days, the 30th of the month and the 1st of the next month, whether Rish Chodesh is 1 day, or whether Rish Chodesh is 2 days, that we don't repeat Yalav Yavai, we don't repeat Shemini Esrei when we forgot Yalav Yavai, Mipnei Shein Mekadshin Et HaChodesh V'Laila, because there's no din Kiddush HaChodesh at night. And therefore, we don't need to repeat the Yale V'Yavai if we forgot it at night. By day, Mekadshin Et HaChodesh V'Laila, we don't do, but not at night. That is a Mechaber, and this Loshen is the Loshen of the Rambam and the Hilchos Tefillah, that we don't need to repeat the Shemini Esrei. The source of this Rambam is the Gemara in Brachas, the end of the fourth parak. Those who learned Afiyemi learned it too long ago. The end of the fourth parak, and that's on the next page, where I've underlined the source of this Rambam. The Gemara says there, Omar Rav Onan Omar Rav. Rav Onan said in the name of Rav, Tor, if somebody makes a mistake, the Hizkish and Rishkhidish Arvis, and didn't say Yalav Yovoi, in Ma'ariv, in Machzir Oisai, you don't need to repeat the Shemini Esra. Lefi She'ein Mekadshin Et HaChodesh Al Arba'yom. Because you only Mekadish the Chodesh at day, we're not Mekadish the Chodesh at night, and therefore we do not need to repeat the Shemini Esra. Amar Ameiba, says Ameiba, Mistabra Milsa de Rav. It is logic, and understand the words of Rav, the Chodesh Malay, when you've got a full Rish Chodesh. And then you don't need to repeat. Why? Because Chodesh Mole will mean you have a 30-day Rish Chodesh. If it's a 30-day Chodesh, then you have 2 days Rish Chodesh. Day 30 and day 1 of the next month. Like we're going to have that. So explains Rashi, so if you didn't say Yala V'Yavoi on the first night Rish Chodesh, Nish Gefelech, then you'd be able to say the second night Rish Chodesh. At Ma'ariv. So you don't need to repeat the first night, you've got the opportunity the second night. But the Chodesh Chatzor, but it'll only be 1 day Rish Chodesh, because the last month was 29, it's 30, Rish Chodesh, Mazir, and he says, you've got no chance to make that the next evening, so therefore tonight you should repeat. Amamei Rav Ashi La Amemar. So Rav Ashi said to Amemar, Mechta Rav Tam Kama. Rav said his reason is, Ein the Kashir is a Chodesh Belayla, because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Therefore, Mali, there's no difference whether it's a full Chodesh or not a full Chodesh. You don't repeat your Shemini Esra at night when you forgot Yalav Yovai. And that is the conclusion of the Gemara, that you don't repeat when you forgot Yalav Yovai or at Ma'ariv on the Rish Chodesh. Mali, Chosei, Mali.
Benson.
The Benson is the Zerlach. There you don't repeat because there's no Chiyuv Asura. It's Tosfos there, and it marks it out, says it by Maskin Lefi, just as a part of the Tosfos, V'yesh Mefarshim, says it's a very interesting point. V'yesh Mefarshim, Davka Belayla Rishayna Ein Machzir Nesek. When you've got 2 days Shemini Esra, the first night, you don't repeat, Yale V'yavoi, Lefi Shein Mekadshin HaChodesh Belayla. There's no Kiddush HaChodesh Belayla, because Shemini is 2 days, which is just coming up now. In other words, this coming Friday night, if we forget Yalav Yavai, Ein Machzir Nesek, we don't need to repeat. A aber belailo shnia segde ich gestellt ich mein schabes du wie sagt magina ich sagt why she came out the kudish cuz it's crazy she's already the kudish be aim should have fallen out we've already got the kedusha there you say aim the catch in belailo but if it's two nights you're kudish we've already got the kedusha there and you should have to repeat says Taisvus the line near Elchal. He brings the Yesh Mepashi, he doesn't quote who they are, and he writes very nice the line near Elchal. But I don't agree with his chiluk. He doesn't explain why he doesn't agree with his chiluk. But he's only going to make a difference. The first night is Zevis. The first night is Mishkaidish. You don't need to repeat. Second night is Shem. You do need to repeat. And says Taisvus the line near Elchal. Okay. So I'd like to share with you a kasha that the Meir Simchovich Vinsk the Eish Someach asked. And he's a sefer Yisomea, and he says about this kasha, umi oidi hoy ala pela beina. Now I don't know what year he got, how old he was when he opened Yisomea. It's me oidi from all my life, me oidi from all my days, I've had a pela, a oidi with a kasha. And let me share with you that kasha. It says that the Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that whether Yish Kodesh is 2 days, whether Yish Kodesh is 1 day, we don't repeat because ain mekadshin et achaydish dalayla. And he says, I have a muyigidik kash on that. I don't understand it. Lahaloch. Don't understand it. Why not? Because if we look, and it's printed on the large sheet of this, Gemara Shonach of Dalad, we have a Mishnah, where the Mishnah describes to us how Kiddush Achaydish took place. Rosh Bezdin Aymar Makudish. The Rosh Bezdin says Makudish, the Kodesh is sanctified. V'cholam Oynin Achav, and all the people respond, all those sitting there in the Bezdin, Makudish, Makudish. They all say back, Makudish, Makudish. Bein Shenira Bizmane, whether the moon was seen 29th at night, which tomorrow will be 30, and they saw the moon at the right time, Beishaloi Nereb is my right day, didn't see them, therefore only a day later will be Yish Kodesh. Mekadshin, I say, we are Mekadesh the Kodesh. So, whatever happens, Bezer to you, Mekadesh Kodesh, they fix the God. Reb Lezer Bered Tzadik Aima, Reb Lezer Bered Tzadik says, Im Loi Nereb is Manoi, if the Avian didn't see the Levana on the 29th at night, and therefore we couldn't announce the 30th day to be Yish Kodesh because the Eidim came to Bezdin, then Ein Mekadshin Oisai, then it's not up to Bezdin to fix the month. Shekavar Kitshuhu Shemayim. We've lost it, then when you're going to say it fixes the month, and the next day will be Yish Kodesh, nothing to do with us. That is what it says in the Mishnah. We Paskin, like the Blezer Barim Tzadik. That means that when Yish Kodesh is going to be on day 31, as we may call it, yes, 30 will belong to last month, day 31 will be Yish Kodesh. It's not the Bezdin who fixed that Yish Kodesh, that is Shemayim that fixes that Yish Kodesh. So therefore, says Yish Kodesh, I don't understand the halacha. Because the reason why we don't repeat Yala V'Yavah Yish Manesh at night, because Ein Mekadshin et HaKodesh B'Layla. Bezdin don't sit at night, Bezdin aren't Mekadesh the Kodesh at night. That's what Bezdin has to do it. Bezdin are Mekadesh at night. When Yish Kodesh is on day 31, who is Mekadesh the Kodesh? Shemayim is Mekadesh the Kodesh. That's nothing to do with Bezdin. Well, Shemayim has no rules of Ein Mekadesh B'Layla. If there's no rules of Ein Mekadesh B'Layla, because then on us, on Bezdin, then it should be that we repeat the Yala V'Yavoi at night. We should have to repeat when we forget Yala V'Yavoi Shemayim Esra, since there's no din of Ein Mekadesh B'Layla, but Shemayim does it. Why did it say that we don't repeat the Shemayim Esra? Which is like the Yeshua before, but why don't we repeat the Shemayim Esra when it's Yish Kodesh is day 31? We should have to repeat because there's no such thing as Ein Mekadesh B'Layla. That is a kasha. So we have a kasha, we have a kivega, and we have a kasha of the Eil Sameach. Three guta kasha, Skaiti kasha. Let me share with you a third kasha, if I may. The Gemara in Rishana, the Kofe, if we don't look it back up, but the Gemara says there, on the earlier daf, that how do we know that Ein Mekadshin B'Layla, and in one quote, the Pasuk, that, as we said, it's Vesh Shishalim, Kichot leYisraelu mishpat leLekei Yaakim. Moshe wrote a Mikdashim Belayla on page 2 of these sheets. Kichot leYisraelu mishpat leLekei Yaakim. Kiddush Achiv is called a mishpat, and we know Ein Donin Bezin only sits to Paskin VeYoyim. It's called a mishpat. The level of Kiddush Achiv can only take place by day. Can't take place at night. And if one looks in the Rambam, in Mitzvahs Asei Kuf Nun Gimel, it says, you know how you know that Ein Mekadshim Belayla, by the Shteitadon, Miyomim Yomima, the Pasuk in Parshas Bo'i, it says, Miyomim Yomima, and that it has to always be done by day and not at night. I don't know the source of the Rambam. Many years ago, I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky at Mincha, that quoted in the Lashon of the Rambam, and I said, where is it a Medrash? I know the Gemara says for a different reason, but where is the source of the Rambam? And he said to me that he didn't answer me there, and then he asked me to come in later on, but I was leaving at the time that goes flight. I didn't go back to the since I've ever asked again. I don't know exactly where it is, whether it's a Medrash, some source or another, but the Rambam quotes a different passage. He must have a source. The problem is, why do we need two sources? Why didn't the Rambam quote the Gemara source? Why did he say Kiddush HaKodesh is only Bayom? Because of a pasuk of Biyom and Yomima when we have a pasuk of Mishpat. So we got another point. The Rambam quotes a different source. And maybe the answer to all these questions lies in Laka Tein Shaila. What are the kasha? There's a kasha of the two Eivan. Kasha of the two Eivan. We learned in the Mishnah of Daf Chav Dalad, which was on page 5 of these sheets. We learned in the Mishnah that how does the Kiddush Achayish, how does this function normally take place? That the Rosh Bezdin Oymor Mekudesh, the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh, and all Klal Yisrael say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. That means to make the Chodesh into the new month, two actions have to take place. The Rosh Bezdin has to say here's Mekudesh, and we have got to respond Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And when Klal, when we responded, this is the new month. Yeah, and without it, not the new month. So to be ever not Sakasha, if that's the case, we're looking at page 2, it says there, then go, ooh, Bezdin, the Mishnah there in on the prophet. Bezdin saw it, the Chol Yisrael, Nechidu Eidim, the Eidim came along, and Bezdin started questioning, and the cross-examination was taking place. Nechidu Eidim, but time goes by, but I speak to Reimah of Mekudesh, and he didn't manage to say Mekudesh. If he had it all set up, Bezdin would question the Eidim, there must be a spot, and I speak to Reimah of Mekudesh. And Shekha Sheikha, until it became dark, Harei Zeh Me'uba. The Chodesh is Me'uba. It is now too late. We didn't catch it today on day 30, so day 31 will be Rosh Chodesh. That's the Mishnah. Missed it. Well, quick enough. Next day is Rosh Chodesh. When did the Turei Evan Akasha? And he asked, why does the Mishnah say that the Bezdin didn't manage to say, the Dayan didn't manage to say Mekudesh? Maybe the Dayan didn't manage to say Mekudesh, but Klal Yisrael didn't manage to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. I missed it by the minute, by the second. In other words, even if Bezdin said Mekudesh, but to make the Rish Kodesh, there were two functions. There was the Bezdin, and there was the response of the audience, of the everyday honorable people there. So the Mishnah could have said a bigger Kiddush, that if they cross-examined the Eidim, and accepted them, and the Dayanim said Mekudesh, but just, oh, it was too late. The people didn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Sorry, you missed it. And the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Harei Zeh Me'uba. So the Mishnah should have said, even if the Dayan said Mekudesh, they didn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Harei Zeh Me'uba. This is the Kasha Turei. Says the Turei, as I'll tell you, from here we can prove that the saying Mekudesh of the Dayanim, that's the main thing. Therefore, the people have to respond. This is only an addition. But there isn't the Yachav. And therefore, it all depends on the Dayan. It doesn't depend on us. Which is the Shtikel Apella, because how do we know that we've got to say, how do you know the Dayan has to say Mekudesh? How do you know anybody has to say Mekudesh? If we look at page 5, it's very simple. If we look On page 5, it says the following. Read the first piece of Gemara there. Gemara, yeah, after the Mishnah. Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh. Minan Amili. How do we know the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh? Omar Abchir Bagamda, Omar Ab Yoshi Bashal Omar Abi. It says, because it says in the prophet, V'yedaber Moshe es Moyadei Hashem. Moshe spoke out the Moyadei Hashem. Moshe the Rosh Bezdin, V'yedaber. That is saying Mekudesh. And continues the Gemara at the next two dots. V'cholav Oyen Achav Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the people have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Minaron, how do we know that? Where's the source that the people have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh? Omar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Omar Kerar, the Pasuk says, Ashetiklu Oysom, which they announce. Ashetiklu Oysom, the great Kodesh. They announce. They've got to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. So, you know, if both have sukkim, those have got a source in the Torah, why should the Dayan be the main one and the Oyel not? I mean, both sukkim in the Torah, you need both. And I'm going to show you and say you only need the one and not the other. So these are the Kasayim Kivego, Ono Yusameach. Yep, the Turiyav and the Kasha are a difficult say for Amit. And maybe there's one Nekuda that will answer all. And the Amit, can you speak of this Nekuda? There are two different functions that happen when Bezdin and the Kaiser Kodesh. There were no such thing as fixed calendars at the time when we had the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh. We would never be able in advance to give out a year planner because we wouldn't know when the Yom Tov is or when anything. And every month the Eidim would come along and they would come to Bezdin, tell the same they saw the new moon, and Bezdin would fix. What is happening is happening two different things. One thing that is happening is that when Bezdin accept the Eidim, they are fixing the calendar. This will no more be Kislev, it's now going to be Teves. They're going to fix the calendar. And there's another function that takes place. Every Rish Kodesh, and all the Yom Tov, have a Kedusha. And Rish Kodesh, being a carbon Musaf, Rish Kodesh is called to some Shittas, even Menaseya, Asa Batia, Asa Malacha, certain Malachas. Rish Kodesh has a Kedusha. So when Bezdin and Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're doing two things. A, they're fixing the calendar. B, they're being Mekadesh the month. They're being Mekadesh the Rish Chodesh. Say that this day should have a Kedusha, Rish Chodesh. You've got to be a Kavah Musaf, you've got to mention the day you're davening, Kedusha, Rish Chodesh. Two different parts. It is not, maybe. And I once heard this from Rav Zelti. It is not that Bezdin and Klal Yisrael, Bezdin say Mekudesh, Klal Yisrael say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, doing all one and the same thing. Not at all. There's two psukim. Vayedaber Moshe es Moyadei Hashem. Moshe spoke out the Moyadei Hashem, the time. The pasuk for Klal Yisrael is Ashetiklu Oisom Mikroi Kodesh. Bezdin when they say Mekudesh, Bezdin are fixing the calendar. Klal Yisrael, when they say Mekudesh Mekudesh, they are sanctifying the day. They've got the Pasuk of Ashetiklu Oisom Mikroi Kodesh. So we put in the Kedusha to the day. Bezdin fix the calendar, and Klal Yisrael put in the day. Two totally different functions are going on. Not just a repeat, two different functions. So therefore, the Mishnah says so quite rightly. The Mishnah says, if Bezdin didn't manage to say Mekudesh, the Mishnah Daf Kaf, the Chodesh is Ma'ubar. You know why? It's nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. Because the fixing of the calendar is on whose duty? The Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, oh, if it was too late for Bezdin, if they said, what they said, Mekudesh, it's a new month. But if they didn't say Mekudesh, it's not the new month, and it's not dependent on us at all. And that's why the Mishnah says, if you didn't say Mekudesh, Kudesh, if he didn't say, Mekudesh, it's Me'uba. Hareza Me'uba. And that is the answer to the two heavens, Kasha. It's not saying on Ta'at, it's saying for the Bezdin, fix the calendar. If that is so, it stands out in a way that we have quoted that the Rambam brings a different process. I don't know the source of the Rambam. But the din that Bezdin has to do it B'yoyim is because it says Mishpot. Mishpot, and fixing of the month is a mishpat. But how do we know that Klal Yisrael's Kiddush, or that Kedushas Rish Chodesh, is only Chal by day? Maybe the Kedusha of Rish Chodesh already takes effect at night. It's through the Pesukim. For the Bez did you fix the month, the fixing of the calendar has to be by day and not by night. Kichayk Yisraelu Mishpat. It's called a Mishpat. Bez is Mishpatim are only by day and not by night. And that's the one part. Then another part of the Rambam is a source for Miyomim Yomima, that Kedushas Rish Chodesh is only by day. And whether Bezdin do it, whether Shemayim does it, it makes no odds. But the halacha, the Kedushas Rish Chodesh, the main Kedusha Rish Chodesh, is only by day. And that is the source, and that is the pasuk of Miyomim Yomima. Two totally different things. The Yisameach asked his kasha and said, but if we don't do it, Shemayim already does it, why don't we repeat Ya'ala V'yovay at night? Because it's the din of Ein Mekatshin Chodesh B'Laila. The answer is that that wouldn't mean Ein Mekatshin Chodesh B'Laila means that there's no Kedushas Rish Chodesh at night. When do we need to repeat? When we forget anything, we forget to mention the day, we've got to repeat. That is only where there's the real Kedusha, the Kedusha Minasega, the main Kedusha. When is there Kedushas Rish Chodesh only by day? By night there's no Kedushas Rish Chodesh. Whether we do it, whether Shemayim does it, but there's a halacha that Miyomim Yomim or Kedushas Rish Chodesh only takes place by day and not by night. And that is why, even though we pass it like a blazer by Reb Tzadik, and we pass it, we don't do it, Shemayim does it, but at night there's no Kedusha. It's not a Miyomim Yomim, so we don't repeat at night. There's no Kedusha at night. When there's no Kedusha, we don't repeat when we forget the Yahweh. And let me just then say that the Kasha of Kiveiga asked the Kasha, how can the Mogen Avraham, the Iranian, say that we stand up when we say Kiddush HaKadosh, Dumbas Kiddush HaKadosh, when the cousin announces the Rish Chodesh, we all stand, including the cousin, similar to, but it says in the Mishnah they said, who set? What does it say in the Mishnah? Who set? It is Bezdin set. Who said that what we do is Dugmat Kiddush HaKadosh, Dugmat to the Bezdin's function? What we are doing is doing Dugmat to Klal Yisrael's function. It could well be that Klal Yisrael stood, because it is a source, but it could very well be that Klal Yisrael stood. And it's only that Klal Yisrael stand, we do like Klal Yisrael, and therefore we are standing. The Mishnah that the Kiveiga said we're sitting, that's Bezdin, but we are not talking, we're not emulating Bezdin, we are emulating the part that Klal Yisrael is, the Mekudish of Klal Yisrael, and that maybe was standing. So you got no eye for the Mishnah, you got to have a proof where we know we're standing, but Kakasha for the Mishnah, it's the Shkakasha. Because the Mishnah could well be that's only going on Bezdin's function. The Kiveiga says umashma from the Mishnah. This is the smuchuk. Can it maybe, you know, there are source, but it's only a mashmoit. It's not muchuk for the Mishnah, so it could be two different functions. And maybe, if I'm allowed to just conclude, that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's siman tov chaf beis, a bit to do with chamsa, but halacha, where it says that if somebody makes a neder, a shvur, I'm going to fast on Rish Chodesh. The Mechab says, I think that the Shavua is why? Because the Issa on Rish Chodesh is only a Derabbanan. The Issa to eat on Rish Chodesh is only a Derabbanan. Whilst the Shavua is a Deraisa. So everyone never needs a Shavua, tell you're going to fast. Says the Mechab, but the Rambam is Mashmidon Mashmidon. Rambam is Mashmidon. And they all ask him, Muyvi the Kikasha, the Shagis Aryeh, the Gon. They ask, how can the Mechaber say that Rish Chodesh is only a Derabbanan and not a Deraisa? Because there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Rishon Adaf Yudchesem at base, when the Chashmei Noim managed to defeat the Greeks, they did the following. The Greeks had said that it's also Lahadki Shaloi Lahadki Shem Shaman. One of the Gzeis they put that Shaloi Lahadki Shem Shaman. You should never mention Hashem's name. Says the Gemara, Shagavro Malchus Kashmeinoi Venotskum. When the Kashmeinoim won it Venotskum, that was a Gimel Tishri, his Kirushi, he was Kirin Shem Shemayim. You mention Shem Shemayim, Afilu Bishtos, the date in every star. Vikach Koyu Koyisvin. This is what they used to write. Bishnat Kach Vakach, Le Yoichanan Koyin Dodel, so and so year for Kinecha Koyin, Le Kain El Yoin. It was a very, I wouldn't call it nationalistic, but it was a strong message back to the Eden after the Yevonim had it. Chazal were unhappy. Because Chazal said, stories, business deals, you finish the deal, it goes in the bin. Chas Hashem Shemai, Mutal Be'ashpa. And they were very unhappy. And they eventually, on Gimel Tishri, they managed to uproot the Kashmonaim's ruling, and you don't anymore mention Shem Shemayim and Shtorah. And they made it a Yom Tov. They made it a Yom Tov. And the Gemara asked Kasha, what was it? In any case, it was a Yom Tov, Bizman Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. It was the third of Tishri. In any case, it was a Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, yeah, but for the day before, you can't fast. For the Yom Tov, you can't fast. Says the Gemara, but the day before was the day after Rish Kodesh. And the day after Rish Kodesh you can't fast. Says the Gemara, no, Rish Kodesh you can fast the day after. It didn't make any comment. Because Rish Kodesh didn't erase him. Rish Kodesh is Min HaTeira. He says Rish Kodesh is Min HaTeira. He says the Shagadayah, you're gone. Rish Kodesh is Min HaTeira. How can the Mechaber say Rish Kodesh is only a Darabonah? That may be, according to what we've said, is the difference between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaBai. Bizman Abai is Miklal Yisrael said Mekudesh Mekudesh, and then we put the Kedusha to Rish Kodesh, then Rish Kodesh was Deraisa. The Mechaber is talking to us La Locha. Mechaber is Deraali that nowadays when we haven't got the Mekudesh Mekudesh, we've only got the fixed calendar, the dates are fixed in Atayra, but the Kiddush is not there in Atayra. If we only do the Kiddush of Kodesh, maybe then it's a Derabonon, and that's why it'll only be, that's why the Mechaber says the Shmur is Kal, and therefore one would have to follow. Okay, the Ali Nomna Guta Kodesh.